And we bring in none other than Mike Causey. Missed you yesterday, Mike.
Union holiday.
Union holiday. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, a lot happened in between the last time we spoke and this morning in sports.
Yes.
The Nats are one game away from the World Series. Houston and the Yankees look like they are tied up in what is going to be a fun series to watch. We'll stop there. And first of all, I'll go over football because last night Green Bay defeated Detroit.
Yeah, I put us both in for Green Bay. I'm sure you both would have had the same team.
I said that on the air. I bet you we both go with Green Bay. Now, I did not see the game,
they came back to win strong at the end. They kicked the field goal with like 2 seconds left on the clock.
Now, how do we do over the course of the weekend?
Terrible. You lost with Kansas City and Dallas, and won with San Francisco. I lost with Kansas City and Dallas and won with Buffalo. And then last night we both won with Green Bay. So I'm 20-11 and you're 18-13.
All right. So, you know.
How about that Dallas game, huh?
Well, Dallas is exposed now. And you know, just because they had a good start in the beginning, they're exposed. I mean.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that the Jets beat isn't that good.
Well, take a look at the NFC East. Here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Two teams are tied at 3-3. The Giants at 2-4 are a game out of first place. The Redskins at 1-5 are basically two games out of first place. It is a terrible division.
A quagmire.
It's a terrible division. what can you say? And the Eagles... The Eagles lost to Minnesota worse than the Giants did. It's a terrible division. It's a horrible football division. That's all you can say.
Yeah, they stink.
No one from the NFC East is going to win the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's pretty amazing, though?
What?
The Saints are 5-1.
Hey, you know.
They're playing a close to the vest game.
That's exactly right.
Their defense is keeping them in it, which is not prototypical of the Saints.
Nope.
And once Breeze gets back, they're going to be real tough.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Well, anyway, so that's the way that all stands. And I'm trying to think if anything other exciting happened in the NFL over the course of the weekend. And not really, other than the
you know, it's pretty cool with the Redskin Dolphin game.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins, I think they were getting beat 17-3 at one point.
Yeah.
And then they scored a touchdown and could have kicked the extra point to tie the game. They went for the 2 points, figuring, what the hell? We stink anyway.
Let's go for the win, yeah.
They ran a play. It was like a wide receiver screen, and the guy dropped the ball, so they never really got a chance to score the 2 points. So they wound up losing by a point. What a disaster.
Yeah. That's enough of that. Let's go on to... into baseball because two series that are totally different. The Nats are just eating St. Louis alive.
St. Louis can't hit to save their life. No. They went through streaks during the season like that, and they're in one now, and they're shot. They're done. They got an off day today. They'll probably have an off day tomorrow because of the storm coming through. So they get to see Scherzer with an extra day's rest.
And the Yankees in Houston, I'm sorry, it's the series that everybody wanted to see, and so far, it's produced two good games. I mean, especially the game.
Well, the first game was a blowout.
Yeah, but the second game, 2-2 into the 11th inning. These teams are amazing to watch when they play one another. They just are.
Houston had tons of opportunities to score more runs. And they didn't do it. They're another team that's not hitting like they should, and they can't keep blowing opportunities like that against anybody, because you're not going to win. They had guys on base in the 9th, the 2nd, the 1st, the 10th, and they couldn't capitalize. But I don't know the exact number, but I'm sure they left over double digits on base that night. And you can't do that, not in a championship series, because it's going to come back to bust you. Now, their bullpen pitched well, and Verlander pitched very well. He only gave up that one two-run homer. Those were the only runs the Yankees scored. And that's what carried them to their bullpen, so they didn't lose depth in their bullpen. On the other hand, Aaron Boone's Ouija cards, he pulled the wrong one out in the second inning or the third inning when he took Paxton out because he decimated his bullpen. Somebody's got to tell Aaron Boone this is a short seven-game potential series where you need depth to your bullpen. You can't burn people out. His excuse was, well, we're not playing Monday. Well, you're playing Tuesday, you're playing Wednesday, and you're playing Thursday if it doesn't rain. You can't go nine deep in your bullpen on Sunday night and expect to do the same on Thursday night.
Yeah.
That's the reason why the Yankees lost that game, because they shot themselves in the foot by burning out the bullpen, and they had to go to Hap. And Hap's the guy that does give up a lot of home runs, which he did, and the Yankees wound up losing instead of going with your other guys deeper. And about the bullpen, the first guy he brought in after Hap, I don't think a guy got on base, but then he went to the Ouija board again and said, all right, time for me to take him out. He brought in the guy that was number zero. I can't think of his name right now. First pitch, gave up a bomb. So the mismanagement of Aaron Boone is basically what cost the Yankees game two.
Well, anyways, it's going to be interesting to see it. They're going to get rained out on Wednesday. They'll play tonight. They'll get
Well, you would think so.
Yeah, no, they'll get rained out on.
You would think so. Call that game off tomorrow morning.
They should announce it at the end of the game tonight that everybody who has tickets to this game, be prepared, because it's more than likely not going to be played. So people don't come to the stadium or have to come to the stadium. So we'll see what they do, though. They're not going to play on Wednesday.
They shouldn't. Neither game should be played on Wednesday, because today, like I said, today's an off day for the Washington series, so they play tomorrow, and that's only a couple hundred miles south, and that's the way the storm's coming.
That's
so
exactly right.
They're getting rain too.
So we'll see what happens with that. But
now the other thing with the Yankees is Stanton,
he's
hurt again. And Reggie Jackson got caught on a live mic saying something that probably everybody was thinking, using a few expletives. Basically what he said is, this guy didn't play 150 games all year. How could he be hurt again now?
What did he hurt?
His quad. Uh-huh. Unbelievable. This guy, what's he made out of, cottage cheese?
Well, when you look at Encarnacion, how old he is, and he got that injury, and they didn't expect him back until and he came back within 2 weeks and started hitting right away. And how old is Encarnacion? He's like 36.
He's got to be pushing 40.
Yeah, you're
right. And here's Stanton, the Man of Steel, made out of Jello.
So now
there's a big hullabaloo about what Reggie Jackson said. And if they keep him out of the game tonight, he can't play in the World Series. Well, if you make it to the World Series, what's the chances of him playing anyway? He'll probably be hurt. So get rid of him and forget about him. You did pretty darn good without him all year. You don't need him now.
I don't disagree with you. Don't disagree with you at all.
Hurt his quad. What did he do?
Anything else in sports?
The Devils stink. They're 0-6.
0-6.
0-6.
That's
they
hard.
I think they have 2 points because they lost two games in overtimes, but they're 0-6.
Yes.
So you got 76 more games to go and the season's over. last year, remember, they put on a little run?
Yep.
And they said, they might make the playoffs, but they couldn't dig out of the hole they made early in the season. Well, here it is again.
Hole digging time.
The hole is dug.
All right. Well, I have to dig the hole and go to the forecast, but I'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.